Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
This season for the Celtics has been an absolute non-stop.
Sold back to the
Mark is stupid.
I'm definitely taking some games up for the playoffs.
Of these types of moments.
Winning's hard.
The indication going into the offseason that it was likely Gronkowski's going to retire.
Shows up on WWE twice a year, once a year.
Offseason's offseason.
A beaten, broken, hot piece of garbage like Rob Gronkowski.
Oh! You had a conversation with Rob Gronkowski. It's a hypothetical.
Assuming it's something with a little substance to it.
Oh!
Right now.
Nobody literally know Lou today. Apparently there's some pet issues today that he's trying to clarify. He'll be back tomorrow. He'll be able to solve it all. We've been talking the first hour about the Gronk retirement and the reaction or lack thereof by Bill Belichick out there at the owners meetings out in Phoenix. Tommy Curran has been on this for a long, long time, dropping little tidbits from NBC Sports Boston, of course, dropping little tidbits that Gronk was not really pleased, that talk about load management, that they didn't have enough people around him, that his job was difficult, practice was difficult, always had to be there. And we know about the incentive-laden contract that he was not thrilled with. He wanted guaranteed money. I think he was on to this before anybody else was, and he joins us live from Phoenix right now. Tommy, how you doing, bud?
Hey, Glenn. Hello, Christian.
Hello, TC. So you tell us, my theory in all this, and especially when I hear more and more of Drew Rosenhaus, how is it that we're not celebrating the retirement of maybe the second greatest player in franchise history? How is it that Bill Belichick can write it off today, Tom, and not sit there? First time that anybody has sat and asked him the question, he's not sitting there going on in glowing terms as he, you know, always does, that with players that are in the past tense. Why is this not happening?
Well, first of all, I just don't think he likes opening a vein at the owners' meetings in general. He doesn't like the event. It's not about football. It's about bureaucracy. It's a kind of a league-mandated thing. He could skip out on the breakfast, but he catches more crap for doing that, so he goes and he does his thing. So
he's in the picture today, too.
He was in the picture, which was, you know, I thought that augured good things. I said, wow, he might play along a little tomorrow. Pardon me. But he, you know... So I didn't think we were going to get anything really effusive. When he releases a statement, you know he's going to lean on the statement. That's what he did. So I don't think it's any kind of a – I wouldn't read anything into it in terms of him being irritated at Gronk or insinuating that he might be back or anything like that, although I don't think that he's psyched that he didn't have a decision 2 weeks ago when free agency began. And I don't think that – he would either himself rule out the idea of him returning. I do think that you alluded to Drew Rosenhaus. I think his comments were fascinating in that he allowed that the Patriots wanted an answer. Well, they wanted it 2 weeks ago. He hadn't given it to them. I think that they were like, enough. Tell us what you're going to do one way or the other so we can get on with it. So while this notion of load management, which I do find absolutely theoretically possible for them to broach, is something that the Patriots weren't going to engage in now.
So you do think they obviously wanted an answer, but he doesn't need to give him one because he's under contract. But do you think ultimately they were surprised that he just retired? Do you think they alerted them first? So that's really two questions. Were they surprised or did they alert him?
They were surprised. They were surprised. Nobody really knew what he was going to do. And that includes Rosenhaus, and I think that includes the Patriots coaching staff. I think people had feelings as to what the people closest to him, as to the way he might lean. And when we listen to the things that he said in hindsight about, you know, your brain doesn't want you to abuse your body this way, and his mental state throughout the season in which he was, you know, Eeyore for half of the year, it's not surprising. But I do think that there was not a hell of a lot of advance notice. I know there wasn't advance notice given. I mean, he called Robert Kraft when Kraft was on a plane coming out here, according to Stacey James. And after that, the conversation with Bill Belichick was going to take place.
I'm wondering how Drew Rosenhaus dealt with it too, Tom. As you know, agents like to always put a smile on a issue. And I'm wondering if he all along wasn't saying, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll be back," or whatever. I just find it strange that he's going out of his way in every interview he did yesterday, and in a couple of them wasn't even asked the question, and threw it out there, volunteered. Yeah, but he might come back. There's a possibility he might come back. What?
I don't know what purpose that necessarily serves, except for the fact that, and it goes to what we're talking about, is the Patriots might have said, "You got to poop or get off the pot here." We're not, and Gronk might not have been ready to do it. Now, I was 97% through a column talking about the leverage that Gronk was starting to build against the Patriots in order to extract a raise when he retired. And I had to kind of scrap that and pivot, but when you look at what was going on, Jared Cook signing someplace else, no tight ends really around, you're going to try and hire one out of the draft, and he's not going to be able to be up to speed. The wide receiver position is still a question mark. His leverage was going to go up and up as the offseason went along in terms of them needing him. So it's interesting that they were able to get the answer from him if they were indeed exerting pressure, and Rosenhaus made it clear that they were exerting pressure.
Yeah, and
they wanted to know. Go ahead.
Yeah, but one of two things, Tommy, that either one, he's leaving the door open for leverage, because let's face
it. That's
it. Drew Rosenhaus loses him now as a client. He's going on to Hollywood doing other things. Rosenhaus is not going to represent him in a totally different field. He's losing his 4%. Or the other part of it, the reason that Rosenhaus keeps on saying he might come back, is because Bill and the Patriots are pissed off at him because he led them down a road where they thought Gronk was coming back, and based on their actions in the last couple weeks in free agency, they had to think he was coming back, right? Look at the depth chart.
Right. Well, they didn't get in on Jesse James, who I actually thought was the best tight end out there. He signed really quickly with Detroit, I believe. And, they were dancing around with Jared Cook. So, yeah, I do think that they were preparing for life without him. But I don't think that they could earnestly do it because he's taken up $12 million worth of cap room. And they didn't have an answer.
Okay, two questions for me real quick, okay? The leverage you talked about, couldn't him, retiring, I don't know, did he file his paperwork or did he just verbally say he's retiring? Because those are two different things.
Absolutely.
So he did file his paperwork.
He hasn't filed anything.
So wouldn't that be great leverage for him? Hey, I'm just going to wait around. You guys aren't doing very well. Sign me back. I'll even come up for the first game of the season, but you're going to have to, add some money, and it's not going to be incentives. Could that be a play?
I think it could be a play, but I think who's doing who the favor if Gronk wants to come back?
Well, my point is they would have to approach him, and that would always be it. I just think it would always be an option, but only if they asked for him back and they gave him more money.
I know that he wanted more money. I know that he wanted to be paid closer to $1 million a game than $500,000 a game, $16 million as opposed to 8 or 9. So if he comes back, his old contract exists. You're exactly right. So he's going to still be making $500,000 a game. If you play 8 games, $4 million, that's not what the asking price is. So certainly you're right. He would ask for more money. But the Patriots...
I think that's an option.
It's just hard for me to get my mind...
But what I've realized is that he's willing to play dirty. He's willing to play the game. He's willing to take chances. And especially he's got this big giant net that he's playing under now. The last one was... Do you think he's going to have the whole, this is why we love you so much, press conference, which every other former guy, either great player that was wearing a red jacket at some point in time had, from Willie McGinnis to Teddy Bruschi to Troy Brown to Falk to Nikovich to Light. Do you think he'll have that? Or if he doesn't, do you think that's a sign that they're both holding a grudge?
I think he could have that, but until the door is slammed shut, and I still think it's not even cracked open, it's half open that he might be back. Until that happens, I don't think there'll be any press conference. When there is a press conference, I think it'll be all love and they'll have a great time. And
why the shenanigans then? Like, if you're going to retire, what is this, the door half open? That makes...
They're playing games
here. What the hell's going on?
And Tommy, I go back to the column and I give you credit for this because you had this a while back. that he was not happy at the fact that he had to do too much last year. They didn't have other people around him. You even referred to during the course of the week, and people forget about that. You know, veteran players, top-end veteran players, are given days off during the course of the week. The only time he took it is when he was really injured, right? And so if they had done that for him and satisfied that need and satisfied guaranteed money, not this incentive-laden stuff, which he was pissed off last year that he didn't get, would he be retired right now?
No.
So this is not a guy walking away at the end of his career. My body's beaten up. I can't do this anymore. It's not.
Yeah, but you're oversimplifying it. My feeling is that he's walking away because his body's too beat up and he doesn't like the mental aspect of the game. He doesn't like the mental arduousness of having to get up and get ready to go. If you pay him more money for that, if you don't tell him, hey, you're going to go in 50 car crashes on Sunday, and then we want you back on the practice field on Wednesday and Thursday so we can get ready for the next game so you can go through another 50 car crashes, and they had other people to take his reps, then it might make that mental stress, mental load off of him to a degree. But since that's not what was going to happen or did happen, he said, screw it, I'm going to retire. It's not going to get any better. I'm not going to be any happier than I was last year. The party's over. But, yes, it's about his body. It's about the beating he takes, but there's a point at which you can pay somebody enough to withstand the punishment.
Right.
They weren't doing that.
Right. It's worth it.
Anything new on the craft front? I know he's out there. I saw a picture circulating around with him and Goodell.
Yeah, no, nothing new. I saw him briefly yesterday, and you know, I just went up and said hello, and he said, you know, hopefully some good can come of this at some point. I talked to Peter King for a while.
Did you fall asleep?
Today. Who's that? Peter?
Yeah.
No, he said, did you fall asleep
when he started talking to you? Do you like narcolepsy?
No. I like
Peter too. It's just, he's long-winded.
It's tough going through that Monday morning quarterback. It takes too long. I don't know how you do it. You probably have to read it every week, right?
Here are the things that I know about that.
See, that's long enough as it is.
You know, we had a lot of conversations like, well, there's going to be a suspension. How will people in New England react? And I was like, well,
he would know. Isn't he from here?
No, he lived here for a while, but he's not.
He's a big Red Sox fan, isn't he?
Yeah. Originally from Ohio. Yeah.
Okay.
But I said, look, it's going to be the same thing as the Deflategate. It's killing a mosquito with a doozy. There's no need for a suspension of 4 games, 8 games, whatever. You know, give him a game, give him 2 games, we'll move on.
When you hang out with all your buddies out there from all the different cities, and you guys are drinking and, you know, having a pop at the bar, do you guys speculate, any bets as far as how many games he will get? Is there like a running pool going on amongst you guys?
There is not an official running pool, but I think most people figure 6 to 8 games, which I think is absolutely freaking
absurd. Cash? Any cash?
No, nobody has any money.
No. Any cash from him and from Kraft.
Oh.
I know they don't pay you anything over there.
I honestly don't know what they're going to accomplish. And the fact that Goodell is going to be asked about this tomorrow during his meeting closing press conference, he's going to offer us nothing either because the whole case has not been adjudicated or resolved in any way.
Okay. This is the day to bring Sophie into the room so she can ask a harmless question so the commissioner doesn't have to get to it. So one final thing on the Kraft thing for me, and you've known this guy for a long, long time. Tom, I think the killer for him in all of this is not necessarily the suspension, though it's going to keep him away and keep him away probably on opening Sunday night when they raised the banner to up there on the wall. I think for him is it's going to be difficult for him to go into public. And, you know, he walks into a room and he loves to be loved. To me, I would worry about that more than anything else with him. It's going to kill him to actually walk into a room and know that people are rolling their eyes. He'll see it. He'll see a different look from people, right?
I think billionaires get treated differently. You might roll your eyes behind his back, but people will fawn out on him to his face. And I think that would somewhat, I don't know how, it would be to me, somewhat embarrassing for people to say, oh, we still love you. We still love you, bringing up this bizarre tryst that he had twice over 12 hours. It's just, to me, he's going to be fawned over, especially locally, generally speaking.
How about nationally?
I think it's just hard. You're 77 years old. You have grandchildren. This stuff's out there. It's embarrassing. It's hard. I think that you know, being away from the team is probably different than his reputation being sullied to the point where he's become a punchline. You never want to be a punchline, and at this point he is. So I think he just needs to rip the Band-Aid off at some point once this is all done and get out there, regardless of what the league has done. Be out there, be you, so everybody can get past the firsts that have to happen.
Well, if he gets an eight-game suspension, they won't allow him to do it. But to me, it's all optics. When you look at it, Tom, it's not like Sean Payton getting suspended for an entire year or even Tom Brady for four games. Jonathan can clearly run and has been running this organization, part of it for some time. I mean, it's really not going to affect the team. It affects the man himself, right? That's it.
No, it's to me, that's what's the most absurd thing is, what does he have to be put in the public stockade in the town square for?
Right.
That's in essence what any kind of a league suspension will do. Well, sorry, Robert, we're going to put you out here so everybody can walk past and tisk-tisk and wag their finger at you just because we think that's what the other owners want, the pound of flesh from you. I think it's gratuitous, but it's the way stuff operates here.
All right, Tom. Thanks for spending a few times. I know you got to go Periscope right now because you're Mr. Periscope.
Oh, I'm a scoper, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's always great talking to you. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
See you later. Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. We could get into some of these rule changes, and we will in a second. I just wanted to wrap this whole
Lou update with his dog.
Oh, you do? Good. So hold that for a second.
We called him.
Called Lou?
Called Lou to find out what was going on with his dog.
Oh, good.
Wrap it up real quick.
Okay, you want to?
Yeah,
because I'm looking at this depth chart again, and you tell me. Tight ends, New England Patriots.
Yep.
Steven Anderson is listed as the starting tight end. Who the hell is Steven Anderson?
I think he was a practice squad guy. I don't know for sure. I don't remember the name, but I'm almost positive it was a practice.
Okay, then they have Matt Lacoste. We know who he is, but we don't. Does anybody feel? I mean, he's okay, right?
Well, you never know. I mean,
all right. And they've had a tendency of taking guys that you sit there and say, just another guy, you know, and suddenly they turn him into something. Jacob Hollister, have we seen enough of him? He's hurt all the time.
He's a flex guy.
Hurt all the time, right? He's not a tight end.
He's not even
an H. Right, he's not going to block for you.
Yeah,
right.
He's not an H guy, an H back, which is basically a hybrid Y, which would be a tight end. It was, they got to block guys.
And Ryan Izzo. Who the hell's Ryan Izzo? Seventh round draft pick in last year.
Yeah, so it's a draft pick. Yeah, so nothing there. None of these guys have established themselves. Lacoste got the guy that they just got from Denver. He's somewhat established himself because all the other tight ends got hurt, and then they started throwing on the rock. So we got a bunch of catches late in the year when nobody was trying, when the Denver Broncos couldn't stop anybody.
So I'm hoping that Sony Michel in the offseason learns to catch the ball a little bit. That would kind of round out his game, something he needs to do. They did a little bit of it down the end, but that was kind of the one thing that was missing from his game. We know what James White is, terrific. Then you've got Rex Burkhead, again, you know, well-rounded, he can catch, he can run.
Another guy that's always hurt.
Right, and Jeremy Hill, who got hurt before the season began last year.
I mean, we'll really
more
won't
of
be
a power
worth
guy,
anything
right?
Yeah, until middle of the year. That's, you know, that's those ACL tears, that's what really really happens.
So, and I know it's only March the 26th, I've got a calendar right here.
You do,
you know, inside
it's
my
open
phone.
Too.
It's right there, March 26th. So I know all of that stuff, but God, don't they have to add quite a bit to get you excited or Tom Brady excited to the point where you're sitting there going, man, can hardly wait till camp opens up.
I think if you get really the two guys that I would like, I'm not a big fan of, well, Fant, Noah Fant, the other, people are going nuts and cuckoo over these Iowa tight ends.
Right.
And I watch almost every one of their games. I saw a bunch of Alabama too because it's just, they're always on. And Irv Smith Sr. has a little Dan Graham in him. Sorry, Jr. Irv Smith was his dad, who played for the Saints, played 7 years in the NFL. Irv Smith Jr. played for Alabama. Reminds me of Dan Graham. Big, physical, can run, not ultimately really agile as far as, oh, yeah, he'll block the hell out of you. Right. And that's what Dan was. A lot of passes downfield because big guys like that, when they get ahead of steam, those are the routes you want to get. Yeah. Dan's issue was he couldn't stop.
So he could be a nice player.
Yeah,
nice player.
Here's what we shouldn't do. Right. If Brady left and they drafted some kid, the last thing you should do is say, hey, you need to be like Brady. It's never going to happen. So any kid you get, don't expect to see Gronk. You're not going to see Gronk. You may see, you'll see up and you'll see down, but he'll have no reputation whatsoever. So you just got to deal with it. But we saw Gronk's first year, he had 10 touchdowns.
I told you, the thing that I fear the most with no Gronk, because even when Gronk was struggling physically, he still could block out there. He still was able to put his body in the way. He was able to move. They could use him in different positions. So they could, if they were getting a rush from the right side, they move him over to that side. If it's the opposite side, they move him to that side.
Yeah, but then he was just a blocker. All he was doing was chip him. I
get that, but that's...
anyone can do that.
Okay.
But your point is, the point of attack guy?
Yeah.
Most teams don't have a point of attack. Why? Where, okay, listen, we know you can catch. Can you please just block this guy one-on-one and just at least slow him down, because the arm tackles aren't going to get it. Can you just, even if you don't win, can you just stretch him down to the sideline, please, so the back has more room? So blocking, really, for anybody, isn't necessarily about destroying the guy. It's covering him up long enough where he can't make the tackle. And he may push you back a yard. You may get an angle on him. That's still a win. That's a win in my book. As long as you control that man. And he doesn't make the tackle.
Okay, so listen, I look at the depth chart, and I see holes in receiver, I see holes in tight ends, and I'm not going to exaggerate it, and I'm not going to sit there and tell you that they're not going to win the division or even be, you know, a leading contender for the Super Bowl, because they have Tom Brady, they still have Belichick. That defense is still going to be pretty good, right? But the one thing I would say, and we're going to spend a lot of time probably in the next 4 weeks as we get closer to the draft, I will guarantee you this. We will spend more time, and it will be a waste of time, talking about we got to get that next quarterback behind Tom Brady. We may hear, you know, rumors about a Josh Rosen trade.
Yeah.
We may hear, they like, what's the kid from West Virginia? I've already heard his
name.
Will Greer.
Yeah.
He's
fiery. He got kicked out of Florida State, I think.
Exactly. Thank you, Trey. I don't want to waste a lot of time over the next 4 weeks, and I know people love to do it. I just don't think we're there yet. We're not, and maybe I'm a procrastinator, and maybe I want to wait right till the end when Tom Brady finally can't do it anymore and say, okay, let's find somebody else. You got to bring somebody else in here. I'm not worried about that. I'm not concerned about that.
What's up, guys?
Because that guy's not going to help you a lick this year. You're still better off going with Hoyer if Brady goes down in a game and you need somebody to fill in right away. You're not going there. So you're still talking down the road, and I still would not be surprised if we end up with a bridge quarterback. There are a lot of bridge quarterbacks bouncing around the league right now. A lot of guys bouncing around.
You know who John Elway's bridge quarterback was?
He's had three of them, hasn't he, in the last
three
years?
Sorry. John Elway, when he retired. Oh, you know who his?
I thought you meant the Broncos.
I don't expect you to get this, but just curious if you remember, because there's a Hall of Famer. Do you know, we have John Elway. Who is his bridge quarterback?
After John Elway, when John Elway was done?
Yeah, so John Elway retired.
After John Elway, who was the quarterback of the Denver Broncos?
Come on. Yeah, I know you can
I can't.
He's from Louisiana.
That doesn't help.
Sure it does. When you hear his name, you'll know. Okay, and that's kind of my point.
I don't know.
Bobby Hebert.
Bobby Hebert.
Oh, okay, took over for
I don't even remember Bobby.
Who do you think took over for Troy Aikman?
Troy Aikman. You're making your point. I can give you that.
Yeah.
I think I know who Troy Aikman was, though. There was somebody
taking calls on this trivia.
Before Romo, there was somebody.
It's just a trick question because there were four of them.
Okay.
Quincy Carter, Anthony Wright, Ryan Leaf, Ryan frickin' Leaf.
Who cares?
Clint Stoner.
Yeah, Ryan Leaf.
Okay.
Who?
And so then they went from...
Who was Stone?
Stoner, talking about? He was hammered. And then you went to Chad Hutchinson and Quincy Carter. Again.
Chad Hutchinson?
Yeah. Then you went to Quincy Carter.
Remember, he's
and then check this out. Awesome. Then you went to Vinny Testaverde.
Yes.
Then you went to Drew Bledsoe. Then you went finally got to Tony Romo. So it took him how many years? Where you see? Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
So I'm not worried
about 5 years.
I'm not worried about
really 5.5 years.
So, but we're going to love
you
to do this.
You don't even know who replaced...
That's
what,
yeah.
You know who replaced Joe Montana, though, right?
I do.
That one's easy.
Yeah, because he was great. And he was, you know, he won a Super Bowl.
But he was great even when he was backing him up. And you just knew that as soon as he got his opportunity.
So that would have been, okay. That would have been maybe Jimmy Garoppolo if he was still here.
That would have been. Right? But here's my point is they have all these Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and then the team had no ability to replace that guy for years. So the odds are that we are going to be in the doldrums for a long period of time.
They'll still be 9-7.
It'll be a revolving wheel of quarterbacks
for at least
5 years.
It might be. But,
and they lucked out with Tony Romo.
But you have to luck out if you're not drafting at the top of the draft because all of the quarterbacks go right off the board, right? You know, once Kyler Murray suddenly said he wasn't going to play baseball, he wanted to play football, guess what happened? Suddenly everybody said, oh, he's the top guy in the draft. Boom, there we go. So I'm not worried about it. I don't want to waste the time over the next 4 weeks. People will do it because they love to talk about that position. I don't think it's relevant right now.
I think you know who the Brett Favre's replacement was.
Yes, I do know
who it was.
Well, you know who it was? What the hell? It was Aaron Rodgers. What are we talking about?
What about Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Bradshaw. Oh, Cordell Stewart?
I love this game.
Was it Cordell Stewart?
Huh?
No? Cordell Stewart?
No.
Somebody before him?
It's a recognizable name.
Can we stop? This is unbelievable.
This is unbelievable.
Cliff Stout.
I thought he was a center.
And then Mark Malone.
I remember Mark Malone.
And then Bobby Brister.
Yeah, I'm with Calum.
We're done with this.
I'd rather hear about Lou's dog, to be honest with you.
Well, we're going to talk to Lou's dog. We're going to play that.
I'd rather hear about Lou's dog.
It doesn't sound good, Glenn.
Can't stand this quarterback talk anymore.
Doesn't sound good.
Not good.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Final pack of offensive linemen announced during pregame introductions.
Jerry Kramer.
No! It's not Jerry Kramer! And it's not Fuzzy Thurston! And it's not Gail Gillingham! And it's not Fuzzy Zeller! And it's not Jim Ringo, wasn't there? It is not, no, it's not Bill Curry! Who is the goddamn offensive lineman who was announced lastly in that stupid, asinine, crappy, garbage, terrible production game by NFL Network? Who is the offensive lineman, goddammit?
Nothing better than Mad Dog Russo just screaming at the top of his lungs. Nothing better. Just
like
nothing.
A segment. We should steal that.
Steal it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could
feel like
that.
We kind of already did.
How about the music? We'll take the music as well, right?
Well, the music's not his, so.
No, it's licensed, and we have a license here, don't we?
We have a license. We have, I don't know. Sort of a license.
I got it around here.
So do you want to hear? So I called up Lou.
Yeah.
I just told him we were recording it. I had to edit and cut out a lot because, I mean, there's a lot of sobbing. There's a lot of
sobbing.
It's just weird. He was choked up. It was weird. So his voice is a little scratchy, but I just asked him how his dog was doing, and this is all we can get out of there.
Required a surgery, lots of money. We did it. She passed away.
See, that's not right. Jesus. That was not Lou.
That so is Lou.
That wasn't Lou.
Required a surgery, lots of money. We did it. She passed away.
Everything Lou has been telling us. Everything Lou has been telling us.
See, now you're
gonna,
the
dog had surgery.
See, he's not
spent a lot
me.
Of money. And we didn't know. I feel like this is a bad day.
Yeah, I would tell Lou Merlone to back off.
Gilroy's going to be pissed.
Gilroy is so happy right
not
now.
Not laughing
at
you, Gilroy.
We made so much fun of him. He's probably so happy right
I'm
now.
I'm going to be angry. No.
That's what you get, Lou. I shouldn't even say
so
that.
Poor Lou. He's just dealing with it. All right, you want an update on the Robert Kraft story?
I was asking for one. This isn't breaking news.
This is breaking news. He has waived his arraignment. He is requesting a jury trial on those prostitution charges. He pleaded not guilty, waived his arraignment, according to court documents. So Kraft has requested that we have a jury trial on charges that he twice paid for sex acts at a Florida day spa near his home in Palm Beach. Now, the request was made in a document that was e-filed today by his attorneys. And, of course, you know the story. Kraft, among more than 100 people, linked last month to several of those day spas and massage parlors down in Florida. Yada, yada, yada. But that's what he's doing. He wants a jury of his
peers.
So
he's not going to be arraigned on the 28th?
He will not.
So what do we think?
He was to be arraigned on the 28th, but they've waived the arraignment. They're sitting there saying
we want
jury trial.
We want a jury.
We might need a lawyer to – I'm not – The judge still has to grant this, I believe. I don't think it just happens automatically. I don't think
that's
you
actually
can,
a, that's actually
just,
a good point.
Yeah, I don't think you
why
can
would
just
a judge say, listen, yeah, we're going to have a jury. We're going to take up the court's time with a jury so you can sit there and talk about whether or not.
I'm not a lawyer, so I can't
well,
answer
I
the
that.
Question. But
can
I,
a lawyer please yeah. call in? 617-779-7937.
How about somebody be pretending to be a lawyer?
That's actually even better. Can someone pretend to be a lawyer and explain what is going on?
Yeah, they're usually funnier than the real lawyers anyway.
What do you think about this? I feel like this is a
He's going for broke on this thing. I really think maybe it does come down to this.
This is another bargaining opportunity. This is what this is.
How?
Okay, hey, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm on a jury. Because we know that the prosecution already sent out a plea deal. You go ahead and you drop the charge or whatever, but you have to basically say you're guilty.
Here's what I would
if
do.
If it went to trial,
you know what?
Hold on. Right. But then so they go, okay, you know, screw you. We want a jury. We're going to take up your time for a misdemeanor. We want a jury to decide whether I'm guilty or innocent.
Yeah, but I could be wrong in this. I don't think a judge has to grant. Here's what I would do if I were Kraft. Now, we already know that he's hired three high-powered lawyers, correct? Yeah. I would fire all three of them. And I would hire that lawyer that Jussie Smollett hired out in Chicago. Okay? That woman, I would hire her. Because that story is absolutely amazing. We seem to have an awful lot of information on exactly what he was responsible in making this whole thing up, right? They've got video. They've got the two guys from Nigeria who are buying all of the stuff. We seem to have an awful lot of information, and yet it was completely thrown out to the point where he's got 0 hours of community service. You know what they sold the judge on? The prosecutor, you know what they sold him on? He's done hundreds of hours of community service before. You think Bob Kraft has done hundreds of hours of community service? How much money do you think he has put out into various charities and helped how many different people? And yet, even if he goes through this, he still might get himself another 100 hours of community service, which Jussie Smollett's not getting.
This is so this is crazy. I'm going to read you something real because I remember Chief Hetty Johnson? Oh, Eddie Johnson, Chief Eddie, Eddie Johnson.
Oh, the he's the superintendent of police in Chicago.
Okay, so fine. Okay,
yes.
Great.
Eddie
Thanks
Johnson.
For the correction. So,
he's pissed today, by the way.
I'm going to play you what he said when they actually arrested him, when they actually arrested Jesse Smollett. But just real quick, Judge Stephen Watkins allowed the dismissal. Attorney for Smollett issued a statement. Today, all criminal charges against Jesse Smollett were dropped, and his record has been wiped clean of the filing and his tragic complaint against him. Jesse was attacked by two people he was unable to identify on January 29th. He was a victim who was vilified and made to appear as a perpetrator as a result of false and inappropriate remarks made to the public, causing an inappropriate rush to judgment. Okay, that's his attorney. Here's what the chief magistrate, queen, Chicago, king of the county.
The queen, not the queen.
The king.
The superintendent of police in Chicago. Right.
How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims? This publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve.
Those are some Those are some strong words.
Well, there's stronger words today because the police
he's
department.
He's an African American. He's a black guy.
Yep. They're pissed today. There's a story out of Channel 2 CBS affiliate in Chicago basically saying they were blindsided by this. They did not know it was coming down, that they were that any of the stuff was happening today. And apparently they're going to make a statement here fairly soon. So if you're the police department and you did all of this detective work and then they just dismissed it, and my guess is, see, wouldn't you say this is a fair, Christian? I don't think Smollett should have gone to prison or anything else for this, all right?
Public caning would have been nice.
No, come on. The one thing I would say that I think he deserved is some type of accountability. Because he's setting precedent for the next person in Chicago or any other city that sits there and says, you know what, I can create something. I can really get people, because people already are tense right now on both sides out there. I can really charge it up right there if I make something up. So what you do is you make him accountable for it. He apologizes. He says, I made it up.
Everything got dropped.
And then you drop it. And then you drop. He gets nothing. No. Matter of fact, he's staying with his story.
Here's the
thing.
The prosecutors
are staying with his story.
You're right. So the Chicago police spokesman, Anthony Guglielmi, declined immediate comment. It's an Italian guy.
Aren't you Italian?
Yeah, but 1/16. Saying he expected both police superintendent Eddie Johnson, we just heard, and Mayor Rahm Emanuel would address the issue later in the day. Everyone, quote, everyone knows how the department feels. How do you think they feel?
They're pissed.
They know this guy is scum. They know this guy is a dirtbag, and he lied, and he just tried to get attention.
Right.
It also says, quote, the superintendent and mayor. So the mayor's going to come out and speak on the city and
Let's remember who
Mayor
Rahm Emanuel.
Mayor McCheese?
No. Part of the
Hamburglar?
Part of the Obama administration. The right-hand man.
So what are you saying?
I think this is political in Chicago. Now, part of it could be they're fearful that if they threw the book at him, that it might create tension in the streets, and it's already a city that deals with it every single night. So maybe they were fearful that it was going to have ramifications, and they thought this was the best way of dealing with it. And again, I don't think you should have taken Jesse Smollett and thrown him in prison or whatever, but you couldn't in some way make him at least accountable for his actions, where he's got to go and apologize and say he made it up. And so we now know there will be ramifications down the road. You know, put him on probation, whatever. That the next person that does this is what we're going to do. If you're the next person, you're looking at a Christian and you're sitting there going, I can get away with this.
I can create something. You know, and I'm going to play this Eddie Johnson quote, this press conference again.
This is the first one.
Yeah. And we're going to monitor the second one after this is all said and done. Because this is a superintendent that is obviously feels pretty damn good about their position, and he's freaking pissed.
How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims? This publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve.
didn't earn and didn't deserve.
Well, and the way it ended today, where they're basically saying he's the victim.
Now.
He's the victim. And unless this additional evidence that we haven't seen yet, this one makes no sense. All right, you want to go to the lawyer hotline?
Is this a real
lawyer?
Let's go to the lawyer
headline. He says he is. Ethan says he's a lawyer.
Hey, LA Ethan. Law music, so this guy can
How's
talk
it going,
over it.
Glenn? How's it going, Christian?
Good. Are you what type of lawyer are you?
I'm a general practitioner. I'm actually not practicing anymore. I'm doing other things now. But
so you're okay.
This was an easy answer for you guys. Right. So I wanted to call up and just fill you in. The way it works is if you are a United States citizen, not even a citizen, if you're in the United States, if you're charged with a crime, you have the right to a jury trial no matter what. The difference between the misdemeanor and the felony is that a felony, it's presumed you want a jury trial, so you get it regardless. If you're charged with a misdemeanor, you have to request it. But there is no denying it. There's no saying no. So that's what Kraft's doing there.
So there's no. So nobody can say no. He gets a jury trial if he requests
Absolutely.
It. Right? Okay. So they're not dropping this, right? They're not dropping this case.
See, I wonder.
Ethan, how would they use this as pressure in any way? Could that be their motive here?
Who? Kraft's attorneys?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, what they're doing is they're doing what good attorneys do. You follow every step. You look at the procedure. Every court has a set of rules, and every state has a set of rules, and then there's the federal government and the Constitution, which gives you a set of rules. So if you go through each step by step, carefully, and do your homework and do your legwork, the other side has to do the same thing. And every step is an opportunity for somebody to mess up, which means case dismissed. Your guy walks away scot-free. So, obviously, if you're Robert Kraft, you're not going to skip steps. I mean, the guy didn't get where he is because he's lazy or likely to, you know, do things halfway. He's doing it right.
Yeah, and most people, if they were facing what he's facing right now, they're probably not well known. They probably look at pleading no contest or walking away easy for them. And why take
Absolutely.
It to a jury trial, right? So he's got a lot
Absolutely.
More. He's got a lot more at stake. Got a lot more.
Here's my only thought that I think no one's really grabbing onto. I think it's easy for him to just take the plea bargain, have the thing be done, and get it out of the public eye. Because the longer it stays in the public eye, the more embarrassing it is for him. And obviously he doesn't want that. But if he admits to facts that, for example, the deal that I understand that's on the table right now is that the case is dismissed. If he were to admit that had it gone to trial, the facts would have been proven sufficiently
that's
so that he would be guilty. Right. So if he does that, what happens down the road when further charges are brought because there turned out maybe there was some sex slavery going on or some further additional
sex trafficking? That's an interesting take. Yeah.
If you have bigger, more serious penalties like jail time or whatever, once you've already admitted that you did it, you can't go back and say, well, I didn't do it. I only said that because I wanted the case dismissed. So you have to be very careful, especially when dealing with prosecutors, because their job is to nail you. Their job is not to be nice and to do the right thing. Their job is to nail you to the wall as hard as they can for everything they can, even things you didn't do.
You know, another question, how often would a case like this, a misdemeanor, would it actually go in front of a jury? Now, is that just posturing? Do you actually think it will actually, they will actually sit in front of a jury and plead their case? And because if I'm the cops, if I'm the prosecutor, I'm just rolling out that tape. And maybe it's inadmissible. Maybe they can't use it.
Absolutely. No, there's almost no chance that this case goes before a jury because Robert Kraft would never in a million years want to be on TV and be the
same. Yeah, court TV. Doesn't he have to take the stand? Right? Wouldn't he have to do that?
Well, no, he doesn't because he's got this
objection.
Right not to. But there's no way this is going to trial. But he's still doing every step. Like I said, a good attorney makes you go step by step the whole way, and at the very last moment, right before the trial, that's when whatever the best deal on the table is, the best thing he can do to avoid trial, that's what he'll take.
All right, counselor. All of it sounds good. We're buying every bit of it. Too bad you're not doing this anymore.
You
sound pretty
good.
You know what you're talking about.
It's
way more fun now.
Which is what?
He's not in radio.
You
I can tell you that.
You can't even say it. What is it? Illegal? What are you doing?
I build lightsabers.
What?
I build lightsabers.
Star Wars lightsabers? Wait a second, hold on. Circle gets a square on this one. So you build lightsabers and, do you have a website?
Absolutely. It's ZimmerLabs.com. You can check me out on YouTube. great videos, all done in 4K.
Do adults buy
really,
this stuff?
Really cool stuff?
Lightsabers.
Do adults buy this stuff?
No, kids buy their own lightsabers.
Absolutely. I have customers all around the world.
Do they work? Can I really chop somebody's head off?
All right, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with the attorney.
See, I actually like
goodbye.
This stuff.
Goodbye.
Hey,
good luck with
Keith
your lightsabers.
Hey, call Keith from 10 to 2.
Call Keith. He'll buy a
Keith wants to buy one of those things. Like, him and Dale will have, like, a whole fight.
I don't know. Maybe
like,
that
Keith is a young Padawan. And
maybe that guy wasn't
Dale
that
is always
legit.
Kenobi.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a little
How random is that? Hey, so what do you do now? Was that out of all the things you thought he would say?
That would have been the last one. If you gave me like 10 choices and that was one of them, that would have been the last one.
You would know like certain SAT tests, right? One of them is just obviously not the answer.
Right.
It's just, they're just saying.
That's not the answer. But he gave it to us.
He builds lightsabers.
If you guys got arrested, you wouldn't let him represent you?
Oh, yeah. He's in there with his like Obi-Wan Kenobi outfit.
At least he said he was doing something that was more fun. He didn't say that he was doing something more rewarding.
Did you get his
society,
website?
You know?
Wait, did you hear his
stupid
website?
Stupid like that.
He said it so fast.
Yeah, it's okay.
Lightsaber building guy? What is that?
I'll go back and find it.
Go back and check because I want to see it. This guy has got to be the biggest nerd in the world. Talking any nerd you see.
Do us a favor. Get us his website. When's Keith's birthday coming up?
We'll
get
one of those for lightsaber.
Just pass it, actually.
I wonder if you can personalize it.
Breaking news again. Robert Kraft has waived his arraignment, so you can forget about the arraignment coming up on March the 28th. We were all looking forward to that on Thursday. It will not happen. Instead, he has requested a jury trial on those two prostitution charges, and we shall see now whether he gets it or not. Back to your phone calls coming up next.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.